what we raised, I believe, was about 59,000, Joe, the fundraising accumulated. So, and maybe you're in your mind, you're saying, you know, okay, we've got some reserves, so we have, you know, we probably don't need to be raising money and that kind of a thing. But the reality is that there are still things that we need to be meeting. There are certain obligations that we still have. Up to the end of the month, we still have obligations in this church. And wherever we are going in the Royal Haven, we'll still have obligations in that church as well. So we'll still be meeting the rent. We'll still be meeting the needs of the church, the people that we pay, and other obligations to make sure that the activities of the church are running. So currently, as the pastor was alluding a moment ago, is that the giving of the church has gone so low, so that the things that we should have done earlier, we've not been able to do. So I'm appealing to you that if you can, you know, those of us that are able to just give a little bit extra, so that we can be able to fill that gap, even as we leave these premises the end of this month. So wherever we'll be going, like I said, we'll also be required to pay rent. Graciously, though, they have reduced it tremendously for us, and we are very grateful to God. Now, you know, my assumption was that we are all in the same wavelength, and I realized that maybe I'm on FM and somebody's trying to tune in the AM. So here is the thing: the end of this month, we are moving from this premises here at Jocelyn. So what has happened is that the owners of this property, they want to take it back and to use it in whichever way they want, and which is okay. We've been here 7+ years, and they've been very gracious to us. It's been tough at some times, but we are grateful. They have been a blessing, and we are grateful for that. And for those who came on Friday, we even blessed them. And we say that whatever they want to do in this building, that those people will come and operate in this place, because this place has been sanctified, that may they prosper. So God has been very faithful and gracious to us. Now, the thing is that when for those of us who are here, when Pastor Rick came from Royal Haven Church in, Pastor, remind me again, that way is Valley View and Valley View and Webb Chapel. And he came and he shared with us. He also, I think, they'd met with Pastor earlier, and they invited the pastor to use the premises, you know, in his church, you know, as a church, as we look for alternatives. And even now, there are still things that we are going to polish up and clean up to know exactly what the relationship is going to be like. But as at last week, they have another property, also a church, that they have offered us, you know, for a rent that we are going to be paying. It's probably as big as this. It has more facilities. It has more rooms. So the Sunday school will be having more classrooms. But there's also another congregation that is meeting there in the morning. So we'll probably be meeting. I'm not sure whether it's going to be 12 o'clock. There's still negotiations that are going on. But the thing is that it is a church. It has a bigger parking place. One of the biggest challenges that we had here, other than just the reorganization of the facilities here, is also the parking outside there. And for those of you that are parents, they're actually parents who have come and gone, you know, the very first day when they realize that when you open the door, it just opens to the traffic. And for any parent, that is a very worrying trend. You want to make sure that your children are safe. The door, we've tried to manage or to tell the owners to organize, you know, to fix the door for us. But for certain reasons, we were not able to do it. So here we have an opportunity where it is a church and it is designed to be a church. So when the door is open, it doesn't go to the traffic. There is a big parking space, and it's a very secure building. So we thank God for that. So that is the place that we'll be going. And also, may I say this, and I know I'm jumping the gun on this, that I think, did you say next week or the week after?
The next week
after the service, for those of you that are interested, we'll all go and see the premises so that you can be able to thank God for what God is taking us. It's going to be a temporary place. I don't know what temporary means. When you came to this building, we said you are temporary, but temporary has been 7 years. So we are going to go to another place. We are saying it is temporary, even as we continue raising funds to be able to own our own property. The end goal for us is to have our own property, our own building, so that, you know, like when you own your house, you have a sense of belonging. You say, now this is it. You can do anything you want to do with that building. So, yeah, so and I'll repeat myself here. So the second thing I wanted to say about the finances is that we'll continue building our funds, our building fund, because we do need that money. So the goal is to raise as much money as we can so that we are able to, if you are buying a house, a residential house, you need to have a down payment, you know, at 20% or 10% or whatever it is. Now, when you're buying a commercial property, it is even much, much more. Much, much more is actually required. Maybe 20%. Some of the finances are actually asking for 25%. And then these premises are not available the way that you, you know, where you want it to be. So if you're looking for a prime area, the price goes up. If you're looking at the place which are not very prime, then the prices are, you know, down there. But then the problem is that how many of us will be able to go to, you know, to those places? So we are thinking that, you know, God has blessed us. He has given us jobs. There are businessmen here. There are consultants here. And because God has blessed us, we want to go to a place that we can be able to attract people, both from, you know, who are struggling, to those people that God has blessed, and that we can be able to expand the kingdom of God. And then finally, what also this means is that we're also going, you know, in the point of raising funds, we're also going to change our strategies a little bit. And some of the areas that we are thinking, and you're welcome to give us ideas, some of the strategies that we are thinking of is changing the family, the church families. So for those of you who belong to one of the 12 tribes, and I think there was, I think Purity is going to organize that. So we want to make it kind of like fine-tune it a little bit, so that we can say that those family church families can also be given a challenge. You know, we want to use it like for those of you who came from, you know, back in Kenya, you'll be able to understand this tamiyaki, you know, like fires, you know, and then you bring you together and you rekindle the whole, you know, the whole flame. So we can give one, for example, my family is God. We can say that God, we are giving you a charge to raise 2,400. For next year. So whichever way that we are going to use to raise that $2,400 is going towards our guard group. But at the end of the year, we'll be able to have raised $2,400. So do the math. So if you are 12 tribes and you raise $2,400 for the year, do the math. And then on top of that, we'll also be saving approximately about $1,000 from this, what you're paying rent here and what you'll be paying rent there. So again, you know, 12 months, you know, 1,000 plus 12 months. So do the math. We'll probably be having some reasonable amount. So if we do that several months without fail, I think we'll be somewhere. So we are trying to look for ways and means, and these will encourage us to be faithful in what you're doing. Sometimes I think that when you commit yourself to give, say, and you say, I'll be giving you $25 every month, and sometimes you don't have the money and you start feeling guilty. But when you work together, you may have something that you can do that you'll be to replace that $25 that you didn't have. And that is what you're asking for. We are asking for all of us, like the pastor was preaching, to be involved as a team. We don't want to leave anybody behind. This is our church. You may not have the money, but you may have an activity that can help us, that you can participate with us or with your group to be able to raise that money. And I think that's what I had on finances. Pastor.
Can we appreciate him? Now, there are some of you who might be wondering, how did you come to know and Royal Heaven Baptist Church? By the way, Royal Heaven Baptist Church meets at Valley View and Marsh Lane, on the southeast corner. That's where they meet. But they also own the building at Valley View and Webb Chapel. So that building up there, actually, that's a building. But I think this is, I don't know where the picture has been taken. But anyway, remember I was telling you that like one of the conferences at Evangelist Wairimu, I really had a desire because we didn't know where to go and I was wondering, what are we going to do? And when I looked at our finances and where we were going, it was not going to be possible, you know, for us even to rent a building. By the way, we were paying $2,000 on this property before we talked to the owners, and they reduced it to $1,800. And so when I was in prayer, I really, there was a prophetic utterance, and I told God, I need you to answer it. Please speak to me. And let me believe you me, when we were going for break, this man, the Pastor Rick, his name is Pastor Rick Dorman, he texted me and he told me, Tony, I would like you to come to our church on Wednesday so I can see how I can help you. And I said, you know what, if I didn't even receive any answer, that was my answer. And guess what? I went to Pastor Rick on that Wednesday, and I was telling him about how we've been given a notice to move. He told me even I didn't know about that. Then I believe the Lord was speaking to me, and he said, I will never allow you to go without a place of worship. So anyway, just to add to the details that Pastor Julius gave him. So we came up, we have met with them, with our leaders. We went to their church, and we spoke, and there was... this idea that was floated that would go to their church, which meets at Marsh Lane and Valley View. But now there were so many restrictions. They were saying we would not use the kitchen, we would not use, you know, certain areas, we would not even use some classes. And so I told him, we are people who really value fellowship. And after the service, we normally would want to have a cup of tea as we fellowship with each other. So he said, he called me and told me, then you know what, that cannot really take place in the Marsh Lane Valley View Church where we meet, but we can find a place that there's a place that is available for the time slots that you are requesting by Valley View and Webb Chapel. So and we went there and it's a nice place. It's a little bit different, but you know what? It would serve our purpose. We can use the kitchen. We can even have access to every room. I've gone there. They have beautiful Sunday school classes. They have a big field where children can play. And so that's how it came for us to decide that, you know, that's the place we ought to go. Now, I'm here to say the reasons why we are going to join with that Valley View Baptist Church, which is owned by Royal Haven. By the way, Royal Haven owns Clear, that building. They also own the building where they meet at Marsh Lane and Valley View. Now, why should we not rent? Some of you can ask, Pastor, why are we going to another church? Why can't we rent? We raised money, and why can't we not rent? Now, this is what I want everybody to listen. This building is about 44 square feet, you know. It's the whole building that we own here. I mean, that we occupy is 4,400 square feet, okay? Now, the rates of rent has gone up ever since the economy started to improve. And so the least price that you can get for this size building, which we would need because of the classes of the Sunday school classes, the kitchen, and all the facilities that we have, the rates are going, you can't find anything less than $12 per square feet per year, which translates into one square feet per month. And if you can multiply that by 4,400 square feet, how much would this building right now cost? It would cost $4,400 in rent. Now, this is, and you know what? These buildings cannot just be available, as the pastor was telling us, they cannot just be available anywhere. So we came together with the leaders and asked ourselves, are we ready actually to be throwing money, $4,400, even we don't even have that kind of a money, that kind of finances even to rent. So that's why we found out that going to Valley View Baptist Church would be a better proposition. We also, I know there are some people who are asking, you raised some money. We raised almost $60,000. Is that money not enough for a down payment? Now listen, as Pastor Judy has already spoke to this, we have looked around for buildings that will be available around our area here. Most of the buildings range from $600,000 to $1 million. Now, somebody do the math. You are requested to pay 20% of that amount of money, and we choose, for example, if we chose to pick a building, say, costing about $600. Now, that building will be a multi-purpose building. In other words, you would not be set up as a church. Are you listening? So we would need to go there and custom make it to where it would suit our needs. That means we would create a sanctuary, build up some classrooms for our children, maybe renovate somewhere, the bathrooms maybe, so that they would be accommodated. Maybe they would be accommodated all kinds of disability and that kind of a thing, you know, to be to the city code. And that would cost a lot of money. So the down payment, if we were going for a 600,000 building, the down payment itself would range from 120,000 to 150,000. Do we have the 120 and or between? Do we have the 120,000 to 150? The answer is no. But are we going there? We are going there, right? So we don't have money to put a down for down payment for such a building. And now, if you'd want to know how much the mortgage for that kind of a building would cost, you just take the 1% of the 600,000, which would be $6,000. So what does that tell us? We would have to have a good sizable down payment to reduce that 600,000. For example, if we give 150, then the balance would be maybe 450,000, and so we would be able to finance the 450. That means the mortgage for that kind of a building will be $4,500. Now, how would we raise the $4,500? We will look for a building where we can start a daycare, or maybe have some other things that would generate income, maybe rent the building to another church like what Royal Heaven is doing to us so that we'll be able to pay the mortgage. Are those things feasible? The good answer is yes. Do we have some work to do? The good answer is yes. So we found out that this proposition of going to Valley View Baptist Church will be the best proposition. By the way, our rent is still going to be $1,250. That's how much we need to be paying them. But they have opened up the facilities for us. That means if we can continue to encourage ourselves in the Lord so that we don't go down on our giving, we'll be able to save at least $1,000 every month. And Brother Gideon will be very happy to know that that $1,000 will be going to our building fund. Amen? So that will be a plus to us. Plus, as Pastor Julius has said, we want to rethink how we do our building fund. We want to encourage the tribes to participate so that we can all give and give ourselves some targets. We know that one day we'll own our building, but we shall inch there gradually. Amen? We don't want to push ourselves. We don't want to be stressed. They have offered the facility, and who knows? As soon as we step into that building, who knows the words that we are going to speak, and maybe they might sell us that building. Never know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that is what it means for us. You can ask yourselves, okay, why can't we do this? And I think I've explained that. Now, as our service, I think Pastor Julia spoke on that. Royal Haven, what does it mean to move there? Now, we'll have access to the kitchen, the fellowship area, and there's no cook pot in that place. You know, and they are saying it is because of the code, because they don't have a vent. I think when they have a cook pot, you have to have a vent in the building. So, but what we have planned to do, they have an outside, what do you call those things? A patio, you know, and we can put a portable, maybe gas cooker where we can boil our tea, especially for the women. We can boil our tea and bring it in. But they said we can bring some cook pots and we can do whatever we do, but we cannot cook food, literally, inside the building. But we can buy that a portable gas and, you know, gas cooker, and we can prepare whatever we need to prepare. Amen. All right. Cleaningless. This is very, very important. We have access. Cleaningless. Now, this is very, very important. Very, very important. Now, we will continue to participate in our 12 tribes idea. In other words, the 12 tribes that we have will not end the moment we move out of this building. We'll still require the 12 tribes that we have to participate and make tea and prepare the place, clean up the place, and so that the place is used by several. There's a school that uses it. There's a congregation in the morning, the Hispanic people. So this is not gonna. It's not gonna be exclusive to us. So we have to step up in our cleanliness. So there are people who have been if it's your tribe, make sure that everything is done right, and so we don't let ourselves down. Amen. Parental responsibilities. Please, guys, listen to me. Parental responsibility. Responsibilities. If you have little children like me, like I'm going to sit down, Joshua and Jeremy, and I'm going to tell them a few things concerning that building. Talk to your children. We should not expect children drawing on the walls. I repeat, we should not expect children drawing on the walls. This is going to help the parents. If you have little children, talk to them. I know you talk to, especially Max, you talk to your children concerning drawing in your home. You know, they don't draw in your home, so you can speak to them. Sunday school teachers, please. We are going to ensure that after every Sunday school lesson is over, that we have picked up all the pens, we have picked up everything, and that the children in the room leave without any markers. Can we all say amen? Please, let this be our collective responsibility. If you find a child doing something that is not supposed to be done, we don't want to be chased out of this building, please. Let us exercise collective responsibility. Are you with me in that area? Okay? Okay, we'll also, I think I've talked about, okay, number 5. What are the benefits of joining Valley View Baptist Church? Now, number 1, and we have already started to experience the benefits, Pastor Rick and his team said that it will be available to come and teach our Bible studies when we request them. They also say that our Sunday school, the programs that they have, their Sunday school. One thing you have to understand is that Royal Haven has a congregation that is comprised of older people. You know, we are talking 60 years and up to 90. They don't even have a youth. So they are really, really happy for our children to go there so that they can, the programs, they have money allotted to help the children, but they don't have the children. And guess what? Our children are going to be the beneficiary of those funds. Somebody say amen. Amen. You know, the other day, my daughter Susie has been going for a summer program. You know, they have this summer program whereby they go to a food bank, they organize food, they have activities. Like the other day, they went for Six Flags with the youth pastor. He's a youth pastor, but they don't have youth, so they're asking us to provide the youth for them. So they went to Six Flags, they paid everything, lunch, everything. Our children, Sister Elizabeth, you know this, and a few parents here gave their children, you know, they went to a camp for free for a whole week. So we have started seeing the benefits of joining with these people, and they said these programs will continue. They also said they have an I-58. In fact, I was there yesterday. They have a program whereby they feed about 80 families. Amen? So they have these members of the church coming, and they organize the food. They get the food, I think, from a food bank. It's where in Dallas, and everybody participates, and the people come. These guys are very, very organized. Amen? So we have an opportunity to participate in that. Also, they have a Christmas program whereby they help the orphans and they help other destitute, widows. And they have this program and they participate as a church. They said we can also join them in that kind of an outreach. Okay? So there are many, many benefits we're going to reap out of being in that church. Verse number six, logistics of moving, very, very important. What do we expect from you as a congregation of Empowerment Christian Center while we are moving? Now, we have our very own Alan Bogwa and his team. He is gonna offer his services to move our things. By the way, Royal Baptist Church have agreed to give us room where we can store some of the things that we have. And we are still talking so that some of our things will be used in that church. You know, they don't have a state-of-the-art equipment, so they might be able to incorporate some of the things we have. And we are still negotiating and let them see how we are going to do it. But they have offered a room where we will be able to take our things there. So what is expected of us? We will move out of this building on the 1st of August, okay? That will be on a Saturday, the 1st of August. We have several things that we still need to dispose. So we are still selling some of the things. I think we have sold most of the things. But Sister Purity, would you want to stand and say something at this point? Can you appreciate this woman of God?
All right, even before I say about what we have to sell, kids, are you here? On August the 17th, this is not something to do with the move. I know you've heard so much about the move, so let me break it. On August the 17th, the Saturday before you kids go back to school, your church, us, we are planning an outing for all of you. We are planning to go swimming. Kids, are you here? Do you like to swim? All right. Can you shout, do you like to swim? Yeah. Yes. On August the 17th, we are taking you all for swimming. So, kids, when you go home, keep telling the parents August 17th. Don't even worry about going back to school. Just remember August the 17th. Now, parents, please work with us. We'll be giving you more details on where to take the kids. We do this every summer as a preparation so that we can send our kids back to school and so that they can feel good about the semester ahead of them. So parents, please work with us. Bring your friends' kids. Invite your friends' kids. We'll feed them with pizza, ice cream. We will spoil them. We will spoil them. We will spoil them. Where we will go for swimming, there is a lifeguard. So your kids won't drown, amen? Plus, some of us know how to swim. So, kids, are you excited? Yes. Please, parents, we need you. We need you. I think the cost of the swimming per child is $1. So, please, 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 bring your friends, kids. They will remember you. They will love you forever, amen? Now, we only have a few things left to sell. We have a state-of-the-art fridge. It's in the kitchen. Lorraine, if you can move to the next picture. Some of you have been seeing the fridge from the outside, but this is how it looks inside because we know, especially the brothers, have never been to the kitchen. But this state-of-the-art fridge was bought by the women of this church. We're still thinking if to move with it or not. But if you can give me a good offer that I cannot refuse, and I'm telling you, hey, bring it on. Amen? It's great. It's brand new. It's D. Works great. Let me tell you, if you buy anything from this house of the Lord, this house is full of the anointing of God. Your fridge will never lack because this house is anointed. So if you buy anything from this house, it's already anointed. It comes with the anointing, so buy it. Next thing that we are left with to sell is the small fridge in pastor's office. Maybe you just want something in your bedroom. You don't have to go out of your bedroom to the kitchen to get water when you are taking a siesta. Make me an offer. I cannot refuse. It's also a GE good model. Comes with anointing, especially from the pastor's office. He spends a lot of time praying there. Make me an offer. I cannot refuse. It is yours. Next picture, Sister Lorraine. Next picture. This is pastor's desk. He's negotiating with me. If you can outbid him, we will sell it to you. We just don't want to move with stuff or take stuff for storage. Maybe you are sitting on a seat, and because you've been sitting on it forever since you joined this church, you want to buy this seat, that chair, take it to your house. Make me an offer for that seat that you have been sitting on. Actually, you know, if you make me an offer, you can have it. Amen. Last but not the least, the only other thing that is remaining is the big freezer. Three people are interested. Whoever gives me a good deal today, you can take it. The deal is you have to take the stuff out of here by the 26th. So if you want the fridge, you have $400. Make me a down payment, but by the time you pick it up, you will have bought it. Amen? At least you will have paid full. Pastor Kathy already took the Holy Communion table. She's like, this I am taking. So please make me an offer. We just don't want to move stuff that we don't need to move. Amen? Because we are trusting God that we are going to a brand new sanctuary, our own sanctuary, and we will buy new seats, we'll buy new fridges. Ladies, we have a lot of pots, a lot of plastics. Maybe you brought food into the house of the Lord and forgot. Please take your stuff home, because come the day of the move, nobody is going to take. We'll just leave them here and we'll trash them. And we don't want to trash your beautiful sufurias. Amen? So please, buy. If you need me to sell something that you have in your house and give the money to the church, send me a picture. I'll sell it for you. God bless you. Oh, the decorations have already been sold. Someone bought all the Christmas decorations. The flowers in the back, we are also selling. The only thing we won't sell from here is this one. We are going with it. It represents a lot. Make me an offer for this. It's yours. God bless you.
I told you. Okay. I think I'm almost done. The logistics of moving. Thank you, Sister Purity, for that. For the disposition of the things that we have here. Now, we need volunteers from the July the 28th. I believe July the 28th will be on a Tuesday. And especially men, we need to pull down, like come and, you know, you might think it's a lot, it's not a lot of work, but we need like these drums to be brought down. We need the speakers to be brought down. We need some brothers to come and help us bring down the screens that we have, you know, the projectors, the lights. We cannot do it. We don't want to do it all on Saturday. So please, I need volunteers for 28th. If you have some few, we would like, Brother Albert is usually in church. We want him to be responsible. And we would like, by next Sunday, we're going to ask for the names. If you're going to be available on Tuesday, on Wednesday, you come and do one thing. Even if it's 1 hour, give us 1 hour, and we can bring this down, break them down, so that it will be easy to move on Saturday. Now, on Saturday the 1st, we'd like all of us to come here so that we can help in the move. Amen? Would like as many of you to come so that we can help in the move. Okay? And then, Brother Alan, what time do you need us to be here so that we can help? That Saturday on the 1st. You are booked. We already talked. Okay, you have to unbook that other person. They'll have to. This is very important, Alan. You told me that we don't have anybody move. So anyway, Alan is going to be moving here. We are canceling that work that he has and shifting him. He can move another day or look for another person. Things cannot be moved by anybody but Alan. Can you say, Alan, we need you? So you know what to do. The people have said, And the word started to create things. Okay, so we need you. Alan is going to organize. Even if he's not going to be here, he needs to bring somebody. We know it is him moving, and he needs to bring the truck so that he can come and move. Okay, so next Sunday after the service, be prepared. We'll all make arrangements so that we can go see that facility. Amen? After the service, we'll go so that you can see the facility. Now, finally, on the last Sunday that we are going to be here, that is going to be the 20 when? When is the 26th? On the 26th, we want you guys to think about the things the Lord has done you for you in this place. We want to reserve that Sunday as a Sunday of thanksgiving. Okay? If you have a song, if you have a testimony that the Lord has done for your family, things that have happened in your life while we have occupied this building, I would like you to prepare that Sunday. We want to come have lunch together, enjoy ourselves, and be thankful to the Lord for how he has been to us. Amen? So that we are not going to preach. We just want to have a time of testimonies, a time of encouragement, a time of reflection of what God has done for us. Amen? Amen. Now, is there anyone who has a question and will be able to answer? Something that maybe I never cleared? Somebody who has a question? Something that was never clear? Just lift up your hand and then we'll be able to answer. Anybody who has a question? Or maybe it's a comment or... Regarding that, yes, Ben.
Just to suggest that before we move in, we have some contract that specifies what our obligations are to them and what they expect out of it. That way we shall make sure we don't run into conflicts because that's somebody else's property. Yeah, and make that clear to all of us. Thank you.
Yeah, that's very, very important. By the way, the reason why we were moved to Valley View Baptist Church, their building, is because they put down a contract that we went line by line with the leaders, and we didn't agree with some things, and they had to recorrect the contract, and we all agreed. You remember, Pastor Francis, we all agreed that this is the right move and they adjusted a few things. So, yes, we are under a contract and we know what we are going, you know, what is under the contract and what what we shall abide by the contract that they have put between us and them. Anybody else who has a question? Comment? Is it all very clear? Did we explain everything clearly? Yes, Sister Anne. Yeah, the times of the service, we are anticipating, okay, we are still under negotiation because it's like they were not very, very sure what time the Hispanic service ends. So I talked to the building manager because he's the one who actually organizes everything about that building. And he told me he's going to get in touch with the Hispanic pastor. So tentatively, it's going to be 12 o'clock, but it may move to maybe 12:30 or I don't even know. We'll be able to communicate this by next Sunday. But anyway, our time is not going to be 11 o'clock because there's a congregation that meets there in the morning. There are not many, though. So we are thinking maybe when we go there, we might even, because there's another big room, if they can accommodate another room, we can talk to them and see whether we can move our service in the morning. You know, there are certain things, like even when you go into a new job, you don't tell them, I don't want to work on Sunday. You'll never get that job. But once they hire you, you now go to the margin and tell them, you know what, I forgot to tell you I'm a Christian and I'll not be working on Sunday. If they have liked how you work, they're going to give you that Sunday. So that is the same strategy we want to employ here. We want to set our foot inside and then there's things that we can negotiate with them, you know, while we are there. Amen? Any other question? That's a very good question, Sister. And anybody else? Are we all very clear? Yes, Sister Purity. Yeah. Right. Yeah, by the way, they didn't give us a slot for the Friday Bible prayer time, but I talked to the building manager yesterday and he said that Friday is usually open. So we want to, their buildings close, all their buildings are monitored, I don't know who monitors them, but they close down at 11. So this week I'm negotiating with Mr. John and see whether he can give us an extension of time on Friday. But as for the Bible study on Thursday, we'll be starting 6:30 all the way to 10:30. So that one is already clear and you know, there's nobody who is there, but we have 6:30 to 10:30 on Thursday. And so on Friday, we are also negotiating to see what time they're going to give us on Friday as well. So those ones have already been set, we already know. So what is remaining is Sunday service to know exact what time, and we should be able to communicate this with you next Sunday. Amen. Anybody else? All right. If we don't have any questions, or if any question comes up, you're not very clear about certain things, you're welcome to come and see me. You can see Pastor Julius. You can see Joe. You can see any one of us, and we'll be able to explain that to you. Amen? Why don't we give up? It's time to give offerings. I almost forgot about that. Want to give our offerings? Why don't we all stand up? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know it's a long service, but we have to give to the Lord. Amen. 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 So, why don't we lift up? Okay, 1 minute, Sister Lorraine. Why don't we lift up our offerings unto the Lord? Amen. Lift up your offering, your tithes with your right hand if you're giving today. Our Heavenly Father, silver and gold belongs to you. And for sure, Lord, you've blessed this, your children, Lord, with businesses. You've blessed them with a place they can call a work. There are many, many people, Father, who do not have a job, but you've given them a job. Lord, may you give them wisdom. Give them even the knowledge to see how they need to even do their budget. Lord, I come against every plan of the devil to steal their money. The demonic activity that comes to cause there to be breakdowns in the things that in our homes so that money will be diverted in another way and we fail to have something to bring to the house of the Lord. I pray that we shall be faithful to give you our offerings and our tithes, because in doing so, this pleases you. Father, I pray that you shall help us to search our hearts so that those that have not been stepping up recently, that you will speak to them, O Lord, even as a family, as individuals, that we may know the greatest need, Father, to support the ministry. I thank you, Father, because it is through their giving that we are able even to pay our bills and we are able to meet the obligations that we have as a congregation. Father, you know our hearts. The Bible tells us that everything lays bare. And I pray that where our resources, our finances have been stolen, Lord, we repent even for not bringing that which you have designated for us to bring in the house of the Lord. We don't want to be called robbers, Father, because your word says that there are robbers among you. We don't want to be called robbers, but we want to be faithful servants. I pray that you shall cause each and every family to step up in the name of Jesus. And as we do so, it shall bring glory to you. When we give you, Lord, you're honored and you're glorified and you're able to protect our assets. You're able to protect us and then give us strength and give us creativity even to make wealth. I thank you, Heavenly Father. You've told us in your word to test you in these things, and for sure when we do so, you shall come through for us. Therefore, Lord, in these coming weeks, even as we go to Royal Heaven Baptist Church building, Father, we shall not slack, we shall not pull back, but we shall be on the forefront even to support the work of the ministry. Father, we give you the praise. And we give you the glory. I declare that there's going to be a multiplicity effect on the tidings that we bring to the house of the Lord. Because the word says that we should not come to the house of the Lord empty-handed. Father, you are the one who gives, you give seed to the sower. Lord, I pray that this week you shall give seed to the sower. And when you give it to us, we shall come and give it in the house of the Lord. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. You're welcome to come and give to the Lord. And as you do so, may the Lord bless you.
Risen, he's risen.
All right. Would like to recognize our visitors, those that are with us for the very first time. Please, can you stand up? We'd like to know you. Please tell us who you are. Just give us a few minutes. Let us respect them. Those that are with us for the very first time, stand on your feet. Amen. Would like to recognize you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we appreciate our visitors? Whoa, look at that. Praise God. Amen. Please let us be silent. Let us have them tell us who they are, where they have come from, and we really appreciate every one of them. Wow, his name is Aaron from Huntsville. Can we appreciate him? Let's have somebody give him a hug, give him a God bless you, a handshake. Thank you so much. There's our sister. Oh, Ivana comes from McKinney. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't hear you. Lovely? Whoa, lovely. And you're surely lovely. And you come from where? Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Praise Jesus. And we have our brother there. Whoa, Paul from Des Moines, Iowa. I think I met you when I came to Des Moines, yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We really appreciate you. And we have a room over there. We'll have a cup of tea so I can come shake your hands and get to know you even more closely, and maybe there are things we might be praying for. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't you all rise and pray together as we conclude our service? Is there anything else I forgot? No? Was there anything else we forgot? All right. Just hold the person's the hand of the person standing next to you as we declare the blessings of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful. We are honored to be in your house this day. Thank you, Lord, even for these men and women and children that you brought into your house. I declare as they step out of this church building and go out into the marketplaces that they will be victorious. In the name of Jesus, Lord, may you enlighten their minds so that they may clearly see that which you have prepared for them. Behold, your word is telling us that you're doing something new in our lives. Father God, make clear those things that are not clear. Lord, line up paths that needs to be lined up. Those people that are struggling in their business, I declare that there's going to be a straight path and favor, and you're going to send people to meet with their needs in the name of Jesus. Your hand is not short not to save, O Lord. Father God, there are people who desperately need an answer to a question that they have. I pray that they will be able to receive this answer in the name of Jesus. Grant them favor. Grant them success and victory in all that they will do this week in the name of Jesus. Above everything, I pray that we shall put you at the top list of our to-do list in the name of Jesus. We shall not forget you, but we shall honor you and lift your name up every single minute of our lives. We pray for those who never made it to church today. We pray for them that you shall strengthen them. We pray that you shall bless them. We pray that you shall endow them with your favor to the glory and honor of your name. Right now, we take power and authority against every schemes of darkness in the name of Jesus. We rise against the spirits of sickness. We rise against the spirit of accidents. We rise against the spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus. We rise against the spirit of being given too much work so that we are not able to come to work in the name of Jesus. Grant this your children favor in all that they do in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Protect us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children in the name of Jesus as they go to swim in swimming pools, as they enjoy their vacations, wherever they go, Lord, let your protection be upon them. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Someone who loves him, shout a big amen. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. The Lord God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. May you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week in Jesus Christ.